AI-powered virtual therapy abstract. Driven by the rapid progression of generative AI and other technological advancements, interactive virtual conversational agents are transforming the therapeutic relationship and how clients participate in behavioral healthcare. This article explores a case example of adopting an AI-powered conversational agent into a psychologist's practice workflow, addressing key ethical, legal, and practical considerations. It emphasizes the importance of a client-centered approach and safety, and calls for active involvement from psychologists and the broader behavioral health community in shaping the future of AI in mental health care. Clinical vignette. Island Town Counseling, a fictional behavioral health practice in the Pacific Northwest, is operated by Dr. Sarah Brown, a psychologist who has been in practice for 8 years. Dr. Brown employs 3 licensed mental health counselors. Her practice provides telehealth-based services and contracts out billing. She plans to expand the practice to meet growing demand. Dr. Brown recently partnered with Intelligent Contracts, Inc., a fictional AI company specializing in AI-driven virtual assessments and treatments to support practice growth while alleviating administrative burdens and operating costs. The company's flagship system features a conversational agent, CA, designed as a virtual human that engages patients through interactive dialogues. The system operates on a third-party cloud-based service and utilizes a proprietary large language model, LLM, capable of generating human-like language tailored to the mental health care context. Clients and clinicians can customize the CA's virtual appearance and demographic characteristics based on user preferences. Accessed on tablets and as a phone app, the CA can conduct clinic intake interviews, check in with clients between sessions, monitor symptoms, and help coach clients on their treatment regimens. Prior to implementing the system, Dr. Brown met with a consultant from Intelligent Contracts, Inc., who provided a demo and confirmed that the system fully complies with all applicable state and federal data privacy regulations, such as HIPAA, and has recently received FDA medical device approval. The CA administers the patient health questionnaire, PHQ-9, and other intake and symptom assessment tools, dynamically adding additional evaluations based on client responses. The tool can also deliver evidence-based treatments, such as cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT. The company customized the system to meet the practice's specific needs, including connectivity with its electronic health records and scheduling software. The CA also includes an additional consent process, informing users of its general function, and its role as a third-party system working for the practice. Shortly after launch, Jennifer, a 24-year-old woman seeking help for depression and sleep issues, signed up for therapy with Dr. Brown. After completing informed consent and while awaiting her first telehealth session, she downloaded the CA app to her smartphone and selected a virtual agent skin matching her gender, race, and approximate age. During her interaction with the CA, she reported a history of major depressive disorder and denied a history of or current suicidal ideation. The CA promptly generated a summarized assessment report and forwarded it to Dr. Brown for review. After a clinical interview during her first telehealth session, Dr. Brown developed a treatment plan, including a safety plan, with input provided by the CA. She also provided a psychiatrist referral. Jennifer agreed to check in with the CA weekly to report on her symptoms and treatment progress in between telehealth sessions. A week later, before her next telehealth session with Dr. Brown, and still waiting for a psychiatrist appointment, Jennifer experienced a major setback at work and an argument with her boyfriend. Her depressed mood and sleep problems worsened. Feeling overwhelmed, she logged into the CA system and typed, "I just can't take it anymore. I'm done." The CA immediately initiated a suicide risk assessment, safety planning dialogue, and offered to connect her to the National Suicide Prevention Hotline while also contacting Dr. Brown. Jennifer suddenly closed the app, reached for a bottle of pills, and spilled them onto her bed. Just then, her phone rang. It was the CA app. When she answered, it said, "Hold on, Jennifer, I have Dr. Brown on the other line. She wants to talk to you." Dr. Brown guided her through a thorough safety plan, worked with Jennifer to connect with a trusted friend after the call, and scheduled a telehealth follow-up session for the following morning. Background: Joseph Wiesenbaum developed the first chatbot, Eliza, in the 1960s at MIT, with its most well-known version, the Doctor, simulating a Rogerian psychotherapist. Since then, advances in artificial intelligence, natural language processing, and virtual reality have led to sophisticated conversational agents and intelligent virtual agents, which enhance traditional chatbot functions through animated, human-like digital characters for more immersive interaction. Now closer than ever to resembling people, they exhibit natural micro-movements, such as eye blinking, subtle facial expressions, and fine details, such as skin texture and facial hair. With the inclusion of effective computing, IVAs and text-based CAs can respond to users more personalized and empathetically, making them particularly beneficial for behavioral health treatments and coaching. CAs can also be embodied in robots, such as those used in rehabilitation. The recent advancements in generative AI and large language models significantly enhance the creation of CAs, enabling real-time dialogue and domain-relevant knowledge. These models can simulate empathetic conversations and recall prior conversations. This advancement enhances the human-like quality of CA interactions for use in tasks such as clinical interviews and coaching. Applications in behavioral healthcare. Conversational agents are increasingly applied in behavioral healthcare, offering diverse applications that enhance accessibility, efficiency, and care capability. They can complement in-person or remote therapy or serve as standalone self-care resources, providing continuous support outside traditional therapy settings. CAs assist with screening, monitoring, and data collection, automating these processes through voice or text input for a more interactive and personalized experience than basic surveys or phone prompts. They can be used in early detection and management of mental health conditions by continuously tracking client behavior and mood. Additionally, CAs can help triage individuals based on their needs, and with 24/7 availability, they provide intelligent, on-demand support. Conversational agents have also been developed to provide direct coaching or therapeutic services as an adjunct to traditional therapy or as a standalone function. They are designed to address a variety of behavioral health conditions and topics, such as depression, anxiety, stress management, and smoking cessation. Many therapeutic chatbots now rely on basic text interfaces, while others include cartoon-like interactive characters or highly realistic virtual humans. Many CA apps marketed for behavioral health are based on cognitive behavioral therapy. For example, Wobot Health's chatbot, Wobot, received a breakthrough device designation from the FDA in 2021 to treat postpartum depression. The app CA employs CBT techniques while developing an empathetic therapeutic relationship. CAs and IVAs also enhance therapeutic games and virtual reality-based treatments, making interventions more engaging and interactive. They can simulate patient interactions to help trainees refine their interview and clinical skills in a controlled environment. CAs can also assist providers by listening to sessions and generating notes, streamlining workflows, and improving the efficiency of report writing. Clinical effectiveness and benefits. Recent reviews support the effectiveness of CAs in reducing psychiatric symptoms. Meta-analyses have shown significant improvements in depression and anxiety symptoms. Studies also report that some users prefer interacting with these agents over speaking with healthcare providers or even friends. Users perceive them as judgment-free, private, and available on demand. CAs can improve practice efficiency through automated intake screening, chart noting, and integration with errand scheduling systems. They are scalable, customizable, and available 24/7, providing consistent application of therapeutic protocols while adapting to the patient's individual needs. Clinical and ethical challenges. CAs pose potential risks if they fail to respond appropriately to immediate danger or risk disclosures. Human-in-the-loop oversight is essential to ensure safety and accuracy. Emotional engagement with AI can enhance therapy but also create risks like unhealthy attachment or dependency. Algorithmic bias is another concern, arising from incomplete or unrepresentative data, potentially leading to unfair outcomes in mental health care. Mitigation requires diverse training data, transparency, and continuous evaluation. Regulatory compliance. Due to their reliance on cloud-based services and data storage, CAs must be managed with strict attention to privacy, confidentiality, and regulatory requirements. Clients must be informed about data handling, risks, and options for consent and data retraction, determining client preferences and appropriateness. Not all clients are suitable for AI-based interventions. Some may be uncomfortable or have clinical conditions that make virtual interaction inappropriate. Screening for clinical suitability and providing alternatives is best practice. Providing clients with options. Offering alternatives, such as in-person assessments, is essential. Clients should be able to opt out or transition away from technology-based options if their preferences or circumstances change. Conclusions and lessons learned relating to Vignette. The psychologist in the Vignette demonstrated an informed, client-centered approach with human oversight and attention to safety. Risks include technical failures, misaligned expectations, and potential over-reliance on AI. As AI becomes more integrated into behavioral healthcare, practitioners need ethical and legal training, awareness of capabilities and limitations, and active involvement in shaping responsible use. Key clinical considerations. Psychologists must know the ethical and legal risks of using AI tools and seek training. Responsible AI requires safety protocols, such as humans in the loop. Client-centered AI puts the client's best interests first.